I think this is a chirp, someone texting in saying this is such an overdrive argument. One guy whose job it is to pronounce the names of hockey players debating with two other idiots who just learned the guy existed. Yeah, that is an overdrive segment.
My job is to make sure I pronounce it live on TV, not on radio.
Well, and the guy's in the American Hockey League, so no, we don't need to know who Harry Sateri is.
It's Harry.
It might be Harry.
Who cares?
Harry, H-A-R. We looked it up at the NHL pronunciation guide.
Who cares?
Harry Sateri.
I'll tell you what.
Harry.
I send my condolences to all the analytics people today, and we'll discuss that after we
get to this a little bit later. We've got the voice of MLB on ESPN Radio. Here's John Shambi joining us. What's happening, John?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
We're doing pretty well. We're trying to figure out the pronunciation of different names. And when you're calling a game and you know you just carved up a guy's pronunciation, does that throw you off, or do you just keep rolling with it?
To be honest, like I'm fine with it. I actually have a funny story in that regard. I'm even a little bit of a troll on it. Having done Marlins games in South Florida, I worked, you know, in the organization with current Tigers GM Al Avila, and his son played in Detroit for all those years. But the backstory is that Alex just gave up on correcting people. And he was called Avila, like, so his name was basically gringified. So when they got to the LCS in 2013, I went up to him and I said, look, Alex, who I've known a long time, I'm calling you Avila. That's your family's name. That's your dad's name. He said, yeah, man, that's how you're supposed to say my name. I'm just tired of telling people. And I just spent the entire series calling him Avila to troll people, but because it's the proper pronunciation and just everybody in Detroit, it's great having the white people from the Midwest correcting me on how to pronounce an Hispanic American kid's name. And they're just like, you don't know how to say his name. Yeah, I talked to him before the game. He told me this is how you're supposed to say his name. I don't care what the PA guy has been saying for the last 4 years.
That's outstanding. Because right when you said it, I'm like, dude, it's Avila. Like, figure your life out.
No.
What kind of story are you about to tell us?
No. Get it together. Let's go.
That's my bad. Obviously, the big news in Toronto is what Donaldson had to say yesterday. And trying to get a read on where the Blue Jays are taking this. They're coming off 76 wins, and it's been a pretty difficult start in terms of PR for spring training. They've got Stroman in the arbitration stuff and him jumping on Twitter. Sanchez talking about his blister issues and how they could pop up down the road. Tulowitzki probably won't be ready for opening day. And now Donaldson's like, yeah, there's a pretty good chance I'm going to be a free agent. We're more emotional. We're more connected here in Toronto. As an outsider, how do you feel about what's going on with the Jays right now?
I mean, I think you guys are kind of taking it to negative town in terms of focusing on that stuff. I mean, is it really sneaking up on you that a player of the caliber of Josh Donaldson might hit the free agent market? And as far as Stroman, on the one hand, I don't understand the guys that end up going to the arbitration hearing and sitting there and listening to it. It doesn't make any sense to me. Full stop, though. When push comes to shove, if the Jays put enough money in front of him, it won't matter going forward as much as his feelings are hurt. So, look, they're playing in a good division this year, and the Yankees and the Red Sox are better. But that doesn't mean that they are – I mean, there's still talent there, and it doesn't mean – I mean, they'll score. I think, you know, to me, I'm interested in, you know, how good can – Stroman half a strata B, and I think that they'll be a little short, but I mean, again, I had so much fun getting a chance to be up there for the wild card game, and then as well for the series against Cleveland. It's clearly a passionate fan base. It's one of the louder places that I've been, and yeah, I hope they're good, because when the Jays are good, the fans are excited, and it's a great environment.
We have John Shambi of MLB on ESPN. I saw yesterday that ESPN was going live to the cages down in Tampa when Stanton and Judge were batting practice. Yes, that is a fact. That was happening.
Was that a gong show or what?
How crazy is this going to get in terms of tracking specifically Stanton and Judge?
I mean, look, man, I'm from New York, okay? So, like, you guys got nothing on me in terms of snark. But that said, go stand behind the cage when those two cats are taking batting practice, and you tell me that you can sit there and be snarky guy the entire time, because those guys will hit balls in places that will just, I mean, make your eyes pop out of your head. So, yeah, we're going to overdo it, but look, man, it's 2018. It's not 2002. It is the age of coverage with every second, filling content for every moment, and that's what we do, and that's what everybody does.
I can out-snark that, man. It's day one of spring training, and we're already tracking what's going on in the cage with these
two.
They're
not tracking. Well, they're just, they want to see him hit the ball 7,000 feet.
I know.
Hey, he just hit one off somebody's windshield.
Isn't this the new Bash Brothers?
That's entertaining.
I guess.
Your choices are what?
Well,
your choices are what for yesterday?
Well, there is actually
you want to
the Olympics.
You want to see them. You want to see them talk about like NFL free agency or like, I mean, what do you?
Yeah.
You know?
When it comes to baseball, I'd like to see them weigh in big sexy on TV.
You want them to go straight to Texas and Bartolo Colon on the scale?
On the scale,
with that?
Yeah, that'd be more entertaining. I think
I would love that.
Yeah. Well, listen.
And the Olympics are coma inducing. I'm sorry.
No, I'm with you on that.
The Olympics right now are coma inducing. I'm sorry, they are.
I'm as fascinated as anybody else with Stanton and Judge. It's just I'm curious to see how these two are going to take this to a different level. Like you just mentioned, are they the Bash Brothers now of 2018? I guess it is. Like the numbers, the projected numbers, people are throwing the over under at 99.5 combined home runs. Like 99, that's Gehrig and Ruth territory. Like, do you think they can match those expectations, John, of what like people are thinking Judge and Stanton could do in New York?
That feels a little aggressive. I mean, to say that they're both going to hit 50-ish again, and I understand that ballpark, but I still would say, look, if they both hit over 45 and it's 90 or 91 between them, they're still going to have an amazing year, and they are that good, the two of them. I mean, they're monsters, both of them.
What about these new pace of play rules, specifically only six visits to the mound, not including actually making a pitching change? Like, it's something. They're moving in the right direction. Did they do enough here for you, or would you have liked to have seen more?
No, this is nothing. This is nothing. It's not. Look, the one thing that I'm adamant about, have you know, in watching these games and seeing so much of it, it's pace of play. It is not time of game. Trying to do stuff about time of game is not it. Do I think pitching mound visits are part of it? You bet. But they just got to get these guys to play faster. If you're not, I'm not doing this for self-promotion, but I just the way to give it to you. If you go on my Twitter feed at Boog Shambi, I tweeted an article last night at Jeff Erickson that if you haven't seen it, it's a must read. It's an article that basically took a game from I think 2014 and 1984, and it is the most fascinating article you could possibly find. Two baseball games that basically had the same amount. It was like 13-2 was the final for both games. Same amount of hits, same amount of pitches, same amount of pitching changes. They were the identical game 30 years apart. And the game in 2014 took, I believe, 35 more minutes. And the conclusion of the article is play faster. It wasn't commercial time. It was I think that the one stat that was interesting, I think they said in 1984 there were 70 non-action pitches, meaning taken for a ball or a strike or swing and a miss, that were retrieved and fired again inside of 15 seconds. In 2014, it was 10. So, like, these guys just play faster, man. And as far as the players' complaints, I totally get it. And if I were in their spot, I would feel the same way. That said, what do players do in every sport? They adjust, man. You know, 1968, Gibson fired up a 1-1-2. They lowered the mound 5 freaking inches, and everybody was fine. Players adjust. So it needs to be more aggressive. The game has to move faster. It just does.
Always appreciate you taking time for us. We'll do it again down the road. Thank you, John.
Avila.
There's John Shambi from MLB on ESPN. Avila.
He was outstanding.
Yeah, he's great. Fired up. He's a supporter of Stanton and Judge. Live updates from the cage on day one of spring training.
Tell me if
That's the Maple Leafs up here, though.
I was just going to say.
That's Matthews walking onto the ice first day of training camp. Live shots.
Exactly.
It is. I understand that. And that's what the Yankees are in the States. And, like, as much coverage as they got last year because they caught a lot of people off guard with their success and because of what Aaron Judge represented and Gary Sanchez.
Yeah.
Now you throw Giancarlo Stanton into that mix. A guy who had, what do you have, 59 home runs last year? It's going to be outrageous. If they actually meet expectations in terms of wins and they're on pace for like 95, 97,
right.
100 wins, it's going to be all Yankees all the time.
Well, didn't they say with the Jays, though, when they were mashing it out of the park, that you just, it's not realistic to think that that can win?
At some point, you got to mix in some speed, some defense, some pitching. Yeah, like, you got to be well-rounded.
You can mash all you want, but...
Yeah, you have to be well-rounded. For sure. But the Yankees have a great bullpen. Their rotation leaves something to be desired. Great bullpen, though. They can mash. Defensively, I think they'll be okay. You know, they're a good team. Yankees are going to be a really good team. They're going to be a fun team to watch.
They're going to be better than the Blue Jays.
On paper, they're definitely better. Crazier things have happened. You put super teams together, it doesn't always work out.
Yep.
But the Yankees are in a pretty good spot.